Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, July 25th, 2013.
Shot, 'cause here life comes. You use what you got, and you got it all when you got love. But we hide it and we store it up, and there never seems to be enough. This world is spinning so fast, ain't no slowing.
Give It Away from Paul Brandt's Give It Away CD, and giving it away is exactly what Paul Brandt and the Build It Forward Foundation have been doing in partnership with other agencies such as Samaritan's Purse as they provide relief for the flood victims in southern Alberta. In an interview recorded earlier, Paul talked to us about the foundation, the work they're doing, and what others across the country can do to help. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening. It's great to chat with you.
Yeah, so where are you today?
We're in High River today. We're working here to clean out houses that were affected by these floods as they rolled through, and working with Samaritan's Purse, their disaster recovery unit, to just try and get out there and serve people and help them in this hour of need. There's just been a ton of heartbreaking moments and at the same time heartwarming moments to see people coming together to help out, and that's been wonderful to watch as being able to be here and see it all happen in action.
Yeah, we had a chance a couple of weeks ago to talk to Carla Adolph, a musician that's based on a High River, and she was describing some of the stuff that had happened even with her own house. It ended up being coated orange, and our listeners are familiar with some of the stuff that's been going on and some of the work that you guys have been facing. Let's start with the Build It Forward Foundation, because that's who's really involved in this. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with it, where did that whole idea come from?
I mean, we started the Build It Forward Foundation during filming of a television series of the same name. And the idea behind the foundation and what we've been trying to accomplish with it is pretty simple, really. It's basically just loving your neighbor as yourself and following the example of Jesus Christ and going out to serve and help people in practical ways. One of the things we like to try and do is link communities, and one of the ways that we've done that in the past, we asked families at risk of homelessness if they would go to a developing country and build a home for someone else. And in return, we built a home for them when they got back to Canada. Today, here in High River, members of the Nakota Stoney Nation, our First Nations friends, out here to High River, we brought them out here to volunteer and work in a neighboring community. Some of the members of our group have had their houses flooded out on Nakota as well. So in doing that, we're just trying to practically help, but also link these communities together and get people outward looking and thinking about their friends and neighbors in different places.
Now, in Alberta terms, you don't live very far from the areas that were affected by the floods. How quickly did it take you to decide that you needed to help and Build It Forward needed to help with all of this?
You know, it was pretty obvious right away, just as an Albertan looking at it, that there was going to be a long haul. This is a marathon, and it's going to take a long time to get, you know, these communities back to anywhere near normal. But what was amazing to me that even though Build It Forward isn't a disaster relief organization, you know, people saw the good work that was happening through the foundation, and they decided that they wanted to be a part of the solution and donating and helping out. And so we started to see our text to donate numbers go up, and people visiting buildetforward.ca and donating for the flood recovery. You know, that was exciting to see. You know, we want 100% of those donations that come in to Build It Forward and are designated for the flood recovery will stay here in southern Alberta for the flood relief. And one of the organizations we're supporting through the foundation is Samaritan's Purse.
So where did you start? Like you said, you've been in one of the local Native American communities. You're in High River. Whereabouts of all of the efforts that you guys have been working on have been?
You know, we're a fairly new foundation. One of the places that we worked alongside was an organization called Haiti Outreach Ministries in Haiti, and we've been working with a pastor there named Pastor Leon Dorlans, who is Haitian-born and lives in Haiti, and has really been instrumental in a lot of the recovery and rebuilding efforts after the earthquakes that happened there a couple years ago. I was introduced to him through a fundraiser that we did for the town of Slave Lake, and through the television series that we had done. Mm-hmm. When the fires happened in Slave Lake, we did a benefit, and we asked the town leaders if they would donate a portion of the money we raised back to help the people in Haiti. And so we, again, linked those two communities. So we've been working, you know, hard on a soccer field and playground project and church rebuild in Haiti. Build It Forward also, you know, helped out with the Slave Lake recovery. We're working hard here in High River. And just doing what we can to you know, use what we've been given to help other people. And, you know, for me as a country music artist and as a celebrity, somebody who has a platform, it's extremely rewarding to get to work now to try and get this foundation up and running and working in a way where it'll stand on its own and hopefully continue to be something that encourages people to think about their neighbors and to help out however they can.
Well, looking at what's been happening with the flood reliefs, the flood relief efforts, what were some of the first things that you saw that you needed to do when you decided to get involved?
You know, I think that, you know, practical help was a big part of it. You know, just making sure that you get in and get your hands dirty. You know, I think that everyone has a different gift and a different ability to you know, to be able to help. They have different capacities and different things they can do. For me, it was pretty obvious right at the beginning that a lot of people wanted to know what I thought about the floods. And you know, we had a flooding of media that came in, people, you know, asking me to give an opinion and to weigh in on what was going on. And honestly, for me, it was a bit frustrating because I felt like the best way that I could help was probably just to get my hands dirty. So we had basically just telling the media that, you know, we appreciated their willingness to raise awareness and to help. But if they wanted to talk about what was going on with the flooding, they were going to have to come and meet us in one of the flood zone areas. And so that's what we've been doing, is just getting in, getting our hands dirty, cleaning out basements, and just, you know, getting in there and letting people know that they're not forgotten, that they're loved. You know, a big part of what we do through Build It Forward, too, is to do this in Jesus' name, to make sure that people know that the reason that we're helping isn't because we're good people, it's because we know a good person, somebody who loved us so much that he laid his life down to die for us. And we want to bring that message with gentleness and respect. Sometimes you can bring that message very clearly, and sometimes you do it through the service that you're providing. And that's been exciting and rewarding to be able to pass the love that we felt on to other people as well through the activities of helping in the flood recovery.
I was in Edmonton when the tornado went through, and remember being up in one of the trailer park that had been affected by it. And when you're talking to the people that have gone through something like this, the emotions are so raw at that moment. And, of course, we've seen through the media out here in Ontario, you know, the frustration and anger that people in High River have had. Have you been able to sort of bring that calming influence of Christ into that situation to sort of help people work through some of the things that they need to work through as they're going through the actual recovery itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that one of the reasons that we like to work alongside Samaritan's Purse is that, you know, they're really experts in this disaster recovery. They have two of the disaster recovery units here on site in High River. And part of what they do is they get in and they get that mud out. They're equipped, or they have the machinery and all the tools that you need to get these homes rebuild ready. But then they also are following up with the families who have asked for help, and making sure that from an emotional standpoint they have the support that they need. From a spiritual standpoint, they have that connection. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that Build It Forward likes to support what Samaritan's Purse does. I've seen what they do in action, and it works. And so we're 100% behind the work that they're doing. And, you know, if people are listening and wondering how they can help, you know, obviously we'd be happy to accept donations at Build It Forward. But, you know, I also would encourage you that, you know, you could just go right to Samaritan's Purse Canada's website at samaritanspurse.ca and donate there for the flood recovery, because that money is going to great use here in southern Alberta.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break and be right back with our guest, Paul Brandt, and talk about the southern Alberta flood relief efforts. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
When peace like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to It Is Well With My Soul from Paul Brandt's Just As I Am CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Paul. What went through your mind when you first saw some of the aftermath of the floods, and you walked into the different communities?
Oh, you know, we've never seen anything like this in southern Alberta to this extent and scope. Even looking back in history, there's been past flooding, but with the number of people here now, it obviously has had more of an impact on people's lives. And you know, I had the opportunity to visit evacuation centers in Blackie, in Nanton, and in Siksika, on another one of our First Nations areas, and it was just overwhelming, you know, to see the emotions and the looks on people's faces as they told their stories of how the river rose and came through. Eventually they had to leave their homes, and you know, so many of them in those early stages were just anxious about being able to go back and find out whether or not they had anything left. A lot of them really didn't know what was happening or what had happened, and weren't allowed to go back into these areas because of the danger that was there. And you know, you just really get a sense from people of how devastating this was. You also started to see some clarity in people where they would say, you know, it's just stuff, and I got out with my family, and I'm thankful for that. So it's, you know, it was a very meaningful and emotional time for me to be there with fellow Albertans, to shake some hands and talk to some people and hear their stories and let them relay what they've been through, and then to encourage them and let them know that we'd be here for the long haul to try and help in any way that we can.
Well, you've talked about it being a marathon, and people have been saying, that even some of the ones I've talked to, that, you know, it could be months, it could be even years before some of the things are finally taken care of. How are people and the volunteers now, especially, you know, how are they sustained in going through all of this? Because there could be times where it just looks like it's just way too enormous to keep up with.
Yeah, I think that what we just try and keep telling people and encouraging people about is that, you know, this is a marathon. You have to pace yourself and know that, you know, we're looking to help people in this immediate phase, but, you know, during the recovery, there are going to be people who are going to fall through the cracks, people who maybe didn't have as much insurance or as much help as others. And so we want to be mindful of that and be, you know, on the lookout for people who are going to need just a little bit of extra help. And know that this is something that is going to, you know, be a memory and impact people for the rest of their lives. And so you just want to be there and be sensitive on the emotional side of things too, to know that you know, there are going to be needs that are going to probably go on at least for the next decade that that we're going to have to be aware of and be sensitive to. So it's definitely one of those things where, you know, all the volunteers, we're letting them know that, you know, let's not jump out and move on this in a way where we're just kind of you know, going to get too fatigued right here at the beginning. There are definite needs early on, but it's going to take a long time for this recovery to take place.
Well, now how are you going to keep that in people's minds? I mean, one of the things that I've seen, as I've been covering disasters and things like that, is, you know, you go from the floods in High River in Calgary to now there's floods in Toronto, and now there's a train disaster in Quebec. How do you keep people and keep things like this at the front of people's minds so that those people aren't forgotten, and that, you know, years down the road, people are still helping, people are still trying to figure out ways that they can support the people that have gone through this?
I think it's about stories. You know, I think it's about relaying stories and using those stories to encourage people to be outward looking and to be thinking about their neighbors. You know, obviously the Quebec disaster, the stuff that's been going on here in High River. There's always something around the world that is going to require need and require us to be outward looking in some way. And you know, one of the stories that came from this flood relief effort actually came from Southeast Asia of all places. There's an organization that we've worked to support in the past and have partnered with Samaritan's Purse on in the past called Place of Rescue. It's an orphanage in Southeast Asia. A lot of these kids have been discarded on the streets, and there are also folks that live at the orphanage that have been hit with AIDS, some elderly people that also have been just sort of marginalized and discarded, and they heard about the flooding here in Alberta through the news, and they wanted to do something about it. So these orphans and AIDS patients and elderly people, even some of the workers at the orphanage, pitched in the money that they had, and some of these people make $130 a month and had donated $20, $30 and just gave of what they had, came up with $1,000, and they donated it for the flood relief here. And it was a story that just really resonated with people, because here are people who, you know, literally in the past have been hand to mouth and not knowing if they were going to have another meal, people who have been completely discarded and had no hope, and they were thinking about somebody else. And it's stories like that that I think inspire people to look outside their own circumstances and the difficulties that they have, because we all have difficulties, and think about other people. There's something amazing that happens when we do that. It changes your life, and it changes the lives of people around you when you're willing to go and serve and think about others. And I think that those are the kinds of stories that kind of keep people focused on what's important through times that are difficult like this.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a number of things that are going on. I mean, there was just in the news yesterday, Tom Jackson is putting on a concert that you're going to be taking part in to do some fundraising for the people that have been affected by the floods as well.
Yeah, we're really glad that Tom has stepped up and put that event together. There are a number of different events that will be happening, I know, over the coming months. In Alberta to raise funds through the arts for the disaster recovery. What I'm trying to do is just tell people, you know, honestly, to me, it doesn't matter which event you go to. Just do what you can to help. You know, pitch in, go get your hands dirty, come to a concert, do whatever it is that you can with what you have to try and help people out.
Great. Well, how can people find out a little bit more about Build It Forward and what's going on with the relief efforts?
You know, if you want to learn more about Build It Forward, you can visit builditforward.ca. If you want to donate, there's a donate button there, or you can text the word REACH, R-E-A-C-H, to 45678 to donate $10 now for the flood recovery. And, all of the information that you'd need to know about what we're doing with the foundation is there on the website, and we just really appreciate people taking the time to even look at this.
Great. Paul, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. And as we close the program, let's give a listen to Now from Paul Brandt's Give It Away CD.
To make tomorrow turn out like I planned, and there's no use in thinking about yesterday. I can't go back there. Now, my move like it's my last stand. Gonna draw my line deep in the sand. Gonna take my time, give my life to love.
Listen to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Paul Brandt. Be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at Selaw Ministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.